635-2648 ou consultez le site mesdocumentsmonchoix.ca.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Winnipeg, can you feel it? That restless, low burn chaos humming under everything. Mannequin Pussy turns it into something loud, beautiful, and impossible to ignore. Touring their explosive new record, I Got Heaven, they crash between searing punk and vulnerable pop, a full body release that's earned love from Pitchfork to NPR. Tickets available now through Ticketmaster. Come scream it out with Mannequin Pussy on Sunday, September 13th at the Burton Cummings Theater with local phenoms Show Pony opening the night, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Say, kids, what is it up in the sky? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's
101.5 UMFM.
He's made of tough blue plastic and has a bright red cape that fits on his shoulders.
Warning, the following may contain naughty words or ideas. If that makes you nervous, check back with us later.
I really hope it doesn't, though, because I put a lot, and I mean a lot, of energy in some of these clean edits that I'm about to present to you. Who am I? I'm Corbin Friesen, host of Post Everything, which you are now listening to live on 101.5 UMFM. I apologize. I'm a little bit out of breath at the moment. Try to do a little bit of exercising. I hear that's good for you. It doesn't feel great, but I hear it gets great at some point. Now, we got some crazy, crazy stuff coming up. Some crazy, thrashy, moshing around kind of stuff going on. Hopefully that gets you pumped up like I'm a little bit pumped up right now on this dreary, dreary day. It seems like we have zero in-betweens. Either it is burning hot outside or it is flooding our basements. Hopefully at some point the weather makes up its mind. But for now, we got to live with it. We're going to kick things off, though, with some of this aforementioned thrashy, bouncing off the walls kind of stuff. Not as thrashy as you might guess, though. I'm going to play a little bit of Napalm Death, who I just got into recently, surprisingly. This one's one of their more subdued numbers, you might say, a little slower and groovier, just as mad as you might expect. This is a song called Inside the Torn Apart.
Make the rumors dry.
To me, that track is like aggressively late 90s metal, but in a very positive way. As you can see, I've now caught my breath, allowed myself to calm down a little bit. Right now, you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, and that was Napalm Death with a bit of a late 90s deep cut called Inside the Torn Apart. Hopefully, you were like me and you got to witness them live last Tuesday. Absolutely stunning. Absolutely like a punch in the face. And a kiss on the cheek altogether. Absolutely loved it. It was an odd show, the pairing of Primitive Man and Napalm Death, but it worked so well somehow. I think in some ways they were aligned, like their embrace of chaos and noise and brutality, and ideologically, of course, very united, but the shows couldn't be more different. Primitive Man is one of the slowest and heaviest metal bands right now, with long, drawn-out songs, lots of drones, no banter at all, lots of colors, surprisingly. You don't see that a lot in Doom. However, Napalm Death kept it lean and fast and mean, which was very, very different, but I think we can say now, after seeing them, that they are living legends. As much as I hate corny phrases like that, Napalm Death are living legends. They still got it in them. They're in their 60s, I'm assuming, just racing around on stage, screaming their heads off, spreading anti-fascist ideology to their very receiving audience, hopefully no chuds in that audience there. Fun stuff to mosh to. I didn't mosh, though. I was a bit bummed out. That was the day of all the thunderstorms and floods in my building, of course. Was no exception. A good amount of flooding. We all had to evacuate, hang out in that parking lot outside my apartment for a good 45 minutes in the rain. Multiple tornado warnings, as you probably all experienced, every 5 seconds. I was not a happy camper, so I was kind of a stand in the back, arms crossed kind of guy, trying to get not to get annoyed at all the people walking around me. But still, incredible, incredible show. It prompted me to check them out, which is, it's kind of shocking to me that I still hadn't checked them out that much beforehand, but they have a very, very deep discography, lots going on. They, of course, you might know, helped pioneer both grindcore and death metal. I'd say Inside the Torn Apart was a little more death metal, although, like I said, very late 90s, kind of getting into the groovier, thrashier side of their heaviness, almost verging on early alt metal, new metal kind of sounding, but I won't throw around the term new metal too much. But they have an album, of course, called Scum that you might have heard of, that is like groundbreaking in terms of grindcore and hardcore punk and hardcore in general. Super fast, super heavy, tons of blast beats, which was uncommon in 1987, I believe it was. Crazy stuff, and even crazier that I won't get into it now. We should probably get into the music itself. This is a song called Scum from the album Scum by Napalm Death, following that up with some more modern grindcore, which might be a little bit jarring. It's kind of like looking at dinosaurs and then looking at the modern day, I don't know, chickens. This is a bad metaphor. There's very little, there's commonalities between them, but it's a little bit jarringly different. So anyways, Scum, Napalm Death, following that up with some Gloss, and then some great Winnipeg grindcore, legendary stuff, Head Hits Concrete, Flash Out, and then ending things off with the heaviest record I've heard so far this year, a taste of it from a band called Fake Dust. Without further ado, this is Scum by Napalm Death. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM.
Violent, they take control. And all the beats came up to the cause. You messed the gate, didn't
Now, let me say, grindcore, mincecore, whatever you want to call that stuff, loud, thrashy, fast, noisy, aggressive stuff is already typically all of those things. However, Fake Dust from Portland, Oregon, has taken it a step further, in my opinion. That stuff, they have a new record whose name I cannot remember right now. It's like the decrepitizing din of something or rather. It's next level. It's abrasive beyond abrasive, intense beyond intense. Sometimes it feels more like getting kicked in the face than it is listening to music. Truly overwhelming, I think, in the best possible way. It's like 34 minutes long or something. I think even less, 25 minutes long maybe, and like 20 tracks. It's intense. It's a whirlwind. Though that's kind of what grindcore is known for, a bunch of like very loud, very fast, 30-second long songs. You can listen to a whole record worth of songs in 5 minutes. Very, very economical for time, if you can stand it. And I hope you can, because you've made it this far. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, home of feeling like you got kicked in the face by the music you're listening to. Truly unsettling, abrasive stuff in a way that makes me feel very comforted. That was a song called Lost Signal, once again by Fake Dust out of Portland, Oregon. Before that, couple of Winnipeg acts, Head Hits Concrete, legends, legends, I tell you, although I doubt they're reuniting anytime soon. A song called Thermite Dusted Peace Prize. Before that, Flash Out with Grayscaled. Before that, even, a lot of tunes here. Gloss, that's GLOSS, an acronym that I cannot say out loud on the radio, but you should look it up. Great, great protest stuff. A song called Give Violence a Chance. And then starting things off, Legends, Napalm Death, song called Scum. Once again, I hope you got to catch them when they played. Flash Out did open. A little bit of a local, couple of great local grindcore and death metal acts open. Of course, missed that as per my flooding story. However, Napalm Death, incredible stuff. Scum from the record of the same name, also incredible. Lots of incredible stuff. I don't play garbage, of course. We're going to slow down a lot, though. Heavy in a different way and unsettling, but also in a very, very different way. Almost more on the post-punk side of things, noise rock side of things. I beg the question, I was asking myself this earlier, when is the last time you felt truly unsettled or uncomfortable with the music that you listened to? Maybe it was those last few songs. Maybe those deeply unsettled you and shook you to your core. Hopefully it wasn't in a super negative way. But when was the last time you felt truly shooken up by the music you listen to? I was pretty shooken up by the a band called My Wife's an Angel out of Philadelphia, an album called Keep Honking. I'm not going to say the whole title. Lots of titles I can't say here. Whole record is deeply unsettling, and not for the sounds, though the noise rock that they tap into there is also very, very weird and kind of unnerving. It's more the subject matter and the character, I think, that the singer dips into or puts on himself. I hope it's a character. This was the unsettling part. It felt very real. It felt like he was putting on somebody else's skin, so to speak, in a way that deeply made me uncomfortable. What was the character? Maybe, I don't know, frat boy, middle-aged guy, nothing to lose, is a bit unhinged, likes to party, likes to indulge in substances, treat people poorly. His perception of reality is very, very detached from the actual reality, I'll say. It's a little scary. It's a little bit scary in a very, very weird way. Once again, I really hope he's putting on a character and he's not genuinely very unwell and putting that into his music. I'm going to play you a track from that record called Doom Scroll, but before that, Proto Martyr with I Am You Now, and then ending things off, new and notable track from Chatpile called Deep Blue from their upcoming record. More on that later. I'm going to call this trio Middle-Aged Man with Nothing to Lose, Deeply Unhinged Middle Life Crisis. I'm You Now, Proto Martyr. This is Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back.
country voice of freed. I am better than you are. You suffer beyond marginal quadrant. Join the conversation. I am you now. Money that sent you hawk's feet on the ungallant dead. Off camera we stare while you're weeping. Get your hands out of my pocket, I'm talking. I am you now. Your hopes to be seen. Fell out, stick it back in again. $60, $60, $1, $2. Shut your mouth, you're starting to lose focus. What does it mean? Many numbers.
More politician. I'm the one that's insecure, you don't deserve the brunt. I hope in real life you're not a narcissistic.
Face melt down and feel all the best parts of yourself drown. Now let the mask become a part of your life. Let them know that they've chosen the right guy. Go on in. Put on that good face soon. Shout a mask. Into our home. Demons are dancing in the halls of empty dirt. Washed away beneath the chemical dirt. Might be a bug now, but I still gotta get somewhere. Go on in. Put on that. Keep your face in. The shadow mask is hard. Yeah.
my face and call me your friend. Tell me.
I called that trilogy Deeply Unhinged, Slightly Unwell, Middle-Aged Man, perhaps also known as, wow, Dad's Handling the Divorce Well, Core, perhaps. That was the newest single by Chatpile called Deep Blue. Before that, My Wife's an Angel from Philly, song called Doom Scroll. And before that, I guess the patron saint of middle-aged men making noisy post-punkish music, Proto Martyr with I Am You Now. Although Chatpile is sort of fighting for that title as well. If you've ever seen Chatpile vocalist Raygun Bush perform, he's got the look and everything, but he seems very well. He seems very like a well-rounded, well-adjusted person when he's not performing. So that kind of undercuts it. He breaks, what do they call it in wrestling? Kayfabe? I hope that's how they actually pronounce it. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Really excited for the new Chatpile record coming out. It's called Who Loves the Sun. It's coming out on, let's see, September 3rd, I want to say. Oh, I can't even find it. September 4th. So in a few months, this single is quite interesting, an interesting choice of first single. I try not to judge albums too harshly on the singles, especially not the first one, since in past decades, past awesome releases, people have been really misled and put off unfairly, I would say, by lead singles that didn't quite match the album. I've been thinking a lot about Michael Jackson, obviously, with the movie that came out. I could really dive into it, and I may later, but I was reading about his crowning achievement record, Thriller. Perhaps you've heard of it. First single, Girl Is Mine, was really derided, apparently, and not well thought of, and it didn't really show off the album's potential super duper well. Of course, now it's often regarded maybe the best album of all time, but you wouldn't know that probably listening to Girl Is Mine, although saying that, Girl's Mind probably fits well on the record, so who knows. This was a good opening statement, I think, for the record, although a little unusual because it's not bracingly heavy like I Am Dog Now or Why, where it's not super, it doesn't really lean into their sludge metal tendencies, but rather sounds like they're more, as I said, post-punkish sort of side, almost sounding more like Jesus Lizard or Scratch Acid, a little bit more downturned, forlorn, if you will, rather than unhinged, unsettled. So I'm curious what it's going to turn out like, especially reading the blurb about this record. Once again, Who Loves the Sun? Whereas their debut album, God's Country, depicted a particularly American flavor of dread, and the follow-up, Cool World, showed a cruel planet defined by global systemic violence, Who Loves the Sun peels the skin back on how collective indifference defines this new century. Spanning imagery of coastlines devouring cities, dead-end jobs, and submission to data-driven inauthenticity, this album dissects the apathy-bloated state of 21st century existence as a slow-motion apocalypse. Lots to unpack there. Also excited for, on a very, very different note, Kiwi Jr. out of Toronto. They have a record coming out called Blowing Up. The title track is super fantastic. I didn't get to finish it last time, so we're going to jump right into it. Way, way different note than what we were just listening to. If that was Dad's not doing too well, this is Dad's doing all right. Dad's handling the divorce really well, in earnest. Dad's well-rounded and adjusted, and he's taking his classic rock records and he's splicing them with some awesome, awesome post-punk and krautrock and you name it, and a little bit of fun keyboard work as well. This is Blowing Up by Kiwi Jr. We'll be right back.
Latest.
That was On My Way Home by Eddie Current Suppression Rain out of Australia from their record In Light of Recent Events, which just came out. Before that was Kiwi Jr. with Blowing Up from their upcoming album of the same name. Right now you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. I think a curse that a lot of Australian acts have, and something I've observed, is that no matter what kind of music they make, they tend to be tinged with this AC/DC feel to them. It's a curse or a blessing depending on how you feel about that. I think in this case it works really, really well. The rest of the album doesn't really sound like that, but I was kind of like drawn in, charmed, if you will, by this sort of mellow looping progression that goes on, this mellowness to it, but it also has a lot of energy, and the whole record is great for that. If you listen to it, once again, In Light of Recent Events by Eddie Current Suppression Rain, lots of energy, almost verging on power pop at points, but it's too little too skeletal, I think, a little bit too jagged and angular to be full on power pop. Think a little bit of XTC mixed with, once again, AC/DC. What's wrong with sounding like AC/DC? I don't know. It's just not a cool touchstone, I suppose, but they sound pretty cool. Let's be honest here. If you really like that sort of looping feel like I did, you're really going to like this next track, I think, and probably final track, if I'm going to be honest with you, as our hour comes to a close. The very, very prolific John Dwyer has released an album, of course, but you probably know him more as the freakish leader of Band of Freaks, OCs. They've released an album a year for the past few years or so, and they have a new one called Off Course that came out of nowhere, and it's great. Somehow, they're always great. He always writes great songs. This one, I think the last two OCs records have been very very much punk OCs, very garagey, very simple, two chords, banging it out in low fidelity. This one was more krautrock OCs, which I really, really enjoyed. Lots of lawn songs, fuzzy keyboards, once again, kind of looping rhythms and bass motifs that guide the songs along through these nonsensical sort of lyrics and sounds, I suppose, before developing into absolute noise. It's curious stuff. It's great stuff to listen to. It's a little harder to get right into than a lot of their garagier stuff, but I almost enjoy this a little bit more, all the jamminess of it. So I'm going to end things off with the title track from this record called Off Course, where they kicked off the record with. But for now, I've been Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Take care of yourself. Be kind. Be cool. Stay cool if it gets warm, but it's supposed to be pretty cool. Try new things. I tried Pilates the other day. That took some life out of me, I think, but I've been told I got to keep doing it, get stronger, get better. What are you going to try that's new? Let's think about this. What am I going to try? I'll report back to you next week. This has been Post Everything. This is Off Course by OCs.
Maybe you saw it, a loose cable, a slippery floor, or maybe you felt it when you were assigned a task you weren't ready for, but you stayed quiet. Now it's a matter of time before someone at work gets hurt, because silence won't stop a workplace injury. If it's unsafe, tell your employer or voice your concerns at 204-957-SAFE. Whether you're new to Manitoba or new to the job, you have the right to a safe workplace.
Trout Forest Music Festival is back and ready to light up Ear Falls, Ontario for another unforgettable weekend in the woods. From August 14th to 16th, Ear Falls Waterfront Park hosts 3 days of music and camping on the lake, 4 hours east of Winnipeg, but a world away from the everyday. This year's lineup is stacked with standout voices as Union Duke bring their high-voltage harmonies, Bros Landreth return with their signature soul and guitar craft, and folk legend Lynn Miles delivers a songwriting masterclass. Plus, the Mike T. Kerr Trio, Two Crows for Comfort, the Barrel Boys, Sarah Kay, Hendrika, Tommy Douglas Keenan, and more. It's a weekend that ranges from intimate to full tilt festival energy. Tickets are on sale now at troutfest.com with early bird prices on weekend passes available until July 31st. Camping and RV passes are extra, but this amazing lineup of talent is a great value for all. Don't miss the 2026 Trout Forest Music Festival from August 14th to 16th in beautiful Ear Falls, Ontario, proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5, broadcasting to 1,200 watts from the University of Manitoba.
Now with a little extra space in your face.
Face.
Are you out of your Vulcan mind?
Here's Lemieux. The center penalty coming up. Look at Lemieux. Oh, my heavens. What a goal. What a move. Lemieux. Oh, baby.
Here's a mistake and a throw. Puck by Richard. Scores. A taser from Jonathan Toews. His first.
Baby, for sure, we're here with Talkin' Hockey, the Hockey Talkin' Show, UMFM 101.5 in Winnipeg. Feels good to be back in the studio after not being here for a couple weeks. So, thank you for joining us today on UMFM. We got a great show for you today. It's the Talkin' Hockey very special episode. You know, sitcoms in the 90s used to do a very special episode, and there's always something like unplanned pregnancy or Timmy's got a drug problem. But this time, folks, it's the Jets Roundtable. We've got Jets fans in the house. Co-host Jared's here with us as well, working the ones and twos over there. I won't distract him. He's looking for certain buttons. Very important buttons, eh, Jared? No, folks, we've got 3 hours with you here today. We got a lot of ground to cover, too, so we're not going to be fooling around. I'm not going to be talking about the weather. I'm not going to be, you know, all the dumb stuff I get distracted by. I'm not doing it today, folks. We're just getting right into the...
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, you'll believe it when you see it.
You'll get into the dumb stuff.
You know, and sure. Then, of course, the Stanley Cup was handed out last night, folks, and it would be remiss of me not to mention that on a talking hockey show.